Dr. Andrew Lloyd.
You know, we've been talking about the dream, building the dream. And we're going to continue on that. We gave God his thanks. Amen. But we got to keep moving. Praise God. Now, you should give God thanks all the time. Amen. Not just on a Thanksgiving. Amen. Around a turkey. Amen. The turkey is not Jesus. Amen. Let's give thanks. Baby, you ought to give thanks every day. Matter of fact, let me give you a scripture before I get into where I'm going. In the Psalms 116. Let's read that, and then I'm going to give you some other things, and we'll try to get you out of here in a good time so you can tend to your vittles at the house. Amen. I don't want to lose you in the midst of this revelation tonight because you hear gobble, gobble at the house. In Psalms 116, I just want to read it. It's a good scripture to read. And verse number 12, the psalmist is speaking here. He says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Talk to me, class. What should I render? What should I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Let's look at this in the Amplified. I like it in the Amplified. It says, what should I render? What should I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? Selah. Selah. Pause. Do you think about that? If God hadn't showed up when you need him to show up. If he didn't step in when you needed him to step in, what would you have been? Come on, class. Now you think about all that he's done for you, and then he get to a place where he said, now I want you to do something for me. What you're thinking along those lines? Well, that's preaching all by itself, isn't it? Because sometimes we forget how good God really is. And then if God didn't step in and did what he would do, then some of us wouldn't even be here tonight. Can I get a witness here? If God didn't show up in his awesome grace and his awesome mercy, you wouldn't even be here even looking to say, thank you, Jesus. God's a good God. We can't ever say we're doing too much for him. Those words should never come through your lips. Verse 13. I will lift up the cup of salvation and deliverance and call on the name of the Lord. Let's roll. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Yes, in the presence of all his people. Now, here I got the meditating. You know, sometimes when we get in a dire strain in life, and we say, Lord, if you can just get me out of this. Lord, if you can just see me through this time, God, I'll do this for you. Amen. Ain't gonna get no amen. If you just allow this to happen, if you just bless me, if you just heal me, if you just deliver me, I'll do this for you. What shall I render? He came through. Where are you? Yes. He showed up. What about you showing up?
Amen.
Some of y'all, God has given a second chance at life.
Amen.
Your first chance ended. He gave you a second chance to see what you're working with.
Right.
Can I get an amen here?
Amen.
He's a good God. Now, verse number 15, isn't that something? I will pay my vows in the present. Then he goes and says, they're precious, important, and no light matter. in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, his loving ones. If God could just ever get us to understand, death is pleasant when it's time to go. It's unpleasant when it's not time to go. There's another scripture over in Ezekiel say, why should I die before time? Come on here. I say, why should I? That scripture said, why should you die before time? You don't have to die if you just pay attention. And listen. I like preaching that one when I do. Funerals mess people up. You call death bad, he call it precious. Who I'm going to listen to? All right. Verse number 16. Oh, Lord, truly I am your servant. Now, think about this. Oh, Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bounds. Verse 17, because you loose my bounds, I'm going to do something. Because you loose me, because you set me free, I'm going to do something. I will offer to you. Not because somebody tell me to.
Amen. You're right. Amen.
Not because I have a coach.
Amen.
Not because I have a cheerleader. No, I'm going to do this because I realize you have loosed my bounds.
Amen.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. This ain't a sermon, but this will help you. The what?
Sacrifice.
Mean you ought to be doing it more than what we're doing it.
Amen.
And I will call on the name of the Lord. That's good news. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then verse 18, he go right back to something. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Yes, in the presence. He go right back to, now I'm just giving thanksgiving, but I'm going to do what I told him I'm going to do.
Amen.
So a vow could not just be money.
Amen.
Vow could be commitment.
That's right. Amen.
Huh? Vow could be how faithful you're going to be. Vow could be how dedicated you're going to be.
Amen.
That's a vow.
Amen.
Love, you just give my, I'll never miss church another Sunday, another time. That, what happened?
No.
Why you missing? Love, you just give me, I'll pay my tithes. You know, what happened?
Amen.
You got to remember, he never forget what you say to him.
Amen.
You might forget, but he don't forget. Matter of fact, he writes it down. Did you write it down or you just said it? Because the Bible said there's a book of remembrance. Could it be some things didn't take off for you because you forgot your vow? Alone. Verse 19. This is not my sermon. This is just, I'm just talking. Can I talk? In the courts of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of Jerusalem, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him thanksgiving. I'm going to do what I told him to do. And I'm going to praise him in his courts. That sounds like a good life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Can I get a witness of that? That sounds like a good life, right?
Yes.
Amen. Let me say some other things to you, Jesus. Y'all listening by internet? Wherever you on. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for something else. Praise God. Turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians and add to this. I'm going to give you three, I think. Then I'm going to give you some other things, and we're going to keep you long. I promise you. The Holy Ghost has been talking good already. Thank God, man. You know, thank you is a completion to every prayer. If you prayed and get up and didn't say thank you, you haven't completed the prayer. It's just like if somebody give me something to complete it, me receiving it, I have to say thank you. You ever gave somebody something sitting there waiting for you to say something? Even we teach our kids to say thank you. It's proper to say thank you. How many times you pray and never thank God for the answer before you get it? So thank you is a completion to all prayer. You know, you say in the name of Jesus, but do you say thank you after you said in the name of Jesus, or did you keep rolling? Just some things we got to get better at, right? He said over in, I think, Philippians 4, prayer with thanksgiving. Make your prayers known with thanksgiving. Huh? With. When you do the prayer, make sure you have thank you with it. Huh? Make sure you have thanksgiving with it. Is that what the scripture say? I'm going to read something else. That's 4:6, right? Right? That's the condition of prayer. So then what if you get up and pray and don't say thank you? Well, you're not complete because you're not following scripture. Amen. Something to think about, isn't it? Yeah, you got to tell them thank you. You want it, don't you? Well, tell them thank you for it then. See, Mark 11:23 says that whatsoever you say, you believe what you say, you shall have what you say. Amen. Right? Isn't that what it say? Is that what it say? Yes. Well, let's look at that real quick. Look over there. Go over there. Mark 11:23. Yeah. Truly I tell you, whosoever said to his mouth, be not be lifted up and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart that what he says shall come to pass, that shall take place, it will be done. 24, right? Is it 24? Yeah. For this reason, I tell you, whatever ask in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident, it is granted to you, and you will get it. Right. Huh? Right. But at the end of that, you have to say thank you. Amen. If you say you're going to get it, then you must say thank you for it. Amen. Oh, come on, class. Amen. That's right. Go back. Give it to me in the King James. I want to look at, truly I tell you that whosoever says unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast inside, shall be cast into the sea, shall not die in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Yeah. He shall have whatsoever he said, right? Yeah. He shall have whatsoever he said, right? Yeah. Now go to number 24. It says, therefore I say unto you what things you saw when you pray. Right. When you pray. Believe that you receive when you pray. Amen. When you pray, believe that you receive it when you pray. When you pray, believe that you receive it. Amen. When you pray. Yes. Y'all talk to me, Claire. When you pray, believe that you receive it. When you pray. Amen. Oh, no. I don't see like that dropping down in y'all spirit. When you pray, yes, believe you receive it when you pray. Yes. Oh, y'all, come on. At the time you pray, you must believe that you receive it at the time you pray. And when you have that type of faith, then you say, thank you. Amen. I felt that then. Hallelujah. Why? I'm thankful for what I just asked him for. Because you say every promise of God is yes and amen. Amen. It's never a no. Yes. So when you pray, believe that you receive. And you have it when you pray. Not after you pray. Not 3 days after you thought about your prayer. Not hoping that God heard your prayer. No, when you pray, at the point that you pray, you believe. You shall have what you say. You got it? It can't be futuristic. Yeah, that's a word. All right. It can't be futuristic. It's got to be now tense. Huh? That's why I'm thinking of now, because I got it. I ain't got to see it to know I got it. Because if he said it, I got it, whether I see it or not. Yes. Thank you. See, that mollifies faith in your fear in your life. Right. No, when I said thank you, I got it.
That's right.
And I thank him until it shows up. I don't doubt it. I don't fret over it. I don't have anxiety over it. I thank him until it shows up. I pay no attention to the obstruction that's telling me I don't have it. It's called the power of Thanksgiving. Huh? You with me, class? The power of Thanksgiving. That's what I heard in the spirit. The power of Thanksgiving. Now look at Ephesians 4:6 now. That's hot off the press. Philippians 4:6, I believe it is. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with while I'm thanking him, I got it. While I'm praising him, I got it. Why am I testifying about it? I got it. I learned how to call those things that be not as though they are. Don't let your mind tell you you're lying. I'm not lying. I'm talking about the truth that's about to change the fight. Y'all didn't hear what he just said. I'm talking about the truth that's trying to change the fight. It might be a fight. I don't have it now, but in the spirit, he says I got it. I got to go with the truth, not the fight. You will know the truth and it'll change your facts. Oh, I better preach in here tonight, but the help of the Holy Ghost. Whew, glory. Boy, y'all felt that. I felt that. Y'all, whoo, boy, I felt that surge of the Holy Ghost. Whew, glory. I believe you're going to get more answers now. More things going to come to you. You know how to operate in the supernatural. That's faith in operation. Y'all see the Holy Ghost? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how insignificant it is, no matter how small it is, everything means whether it's a big, medium, or small, or minute, it don't make a difference, operate the same way. With Thanksgiving, now we're back on Mark 11:23-24. Let your request be made known. See, that's your request. Be made known. But now I got to couple it with Thanksgiving.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Telling God, thank you, completes the transaction.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Let your request be made known unto God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Ooh,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, God.
That's right. Y'all see the Holy Ghost? Because you know he's talking to us, right? Praise his name. Now look at this in the Amplified. See, that's getting in your spirit now. That's what I was looking for earlier. See, don't drop down, don't hit something down. In other words, something don't leap in your spirit. See, the eyes of your understanding came open. And the revelation was able to come in. Because, see, we've been not looking at that scripture properly. Mark 11:23, you know, when you pray, you believe, you receive, you give thanks. Then you walk away knowing I got it. This is the confidence I have in him. Anything I ask, according to the word, I know that he hears me. So I can say thank you. Don't fret. Do not fret. Have any about anything. About anything. About anything. No matter what it is, he said, don't do it. But in every circumstance, and in everything by prayer and petition. Mark 11, 23, 24. Definite request with. Now, how many times we have left that part out? Think about it. How many times we need to add that little ingredient to make it happen? It's, you know, when you bake a cake, you better have some yeast in it. Some type of baking powder, some baking soda. Because if you don't have that in there, I don't care how hot, you can have it at the right temperature. That boy coming down. Y'all want to talk. You look in the oven, look like it's raw, got a nice brown on it. And you look like, and then you come back an hour later, that thing done sunk in the middle. Have your prayer look like that. Look like it was had a nice browning on it. Look like you better sit at the table and eat when you open back up the oven. Realize it had fell apart. Because you didn't have the yeast in it. You didn't have the power of Thanksgiving in it to push it on through. Next time. Next time. You turn on the power. Y'all know. No, y'all ain't with me now. Next time, you turn on the power. That power that works within you. That can do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. That's that power. Y'all with me, class? That's just good preaching. Now go to 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my house. Huh? Thank you for my car. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my deliverance. Thank you for my promotion. Thank you for the new contract. See, thanking him is an indication that you have it.
Yes, that's right.
And you don't let your mouth say anything else.
That's right.
1 Thessalonians, verse 18. You're right. I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. Amen. There it is. We working with it. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, I'm out of there. See, y'all waiting for y'all shit to give him thanks. No, you got to thank him before you get there. Yo, come on now. Huh? You got to act like you're there now. For as God is concerned, you're already there. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. Now, notice this. Oh, my God. Look at this scripture. Thank God in everything. Now, think about your M.O. Think about your motor operation.
Right.
What are you really doing with this?
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God.
In everything.
Everything.
Huh? What?
Everything.
You ought to be a thanking machine.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He said, what you say? I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Certain things you say keep you in his presence. He can't turn a deaf ear to you. When you say thank you to him, he'll keep his eye on you. See, the Bible say, I draw near to them that draw near to me. So if you're thinking of him, he's drawing near to you. Because not everybody doing it. Now notice this, class. It say, thank God in. Y'all didn't say it strong enough. Thank God in.
Everything.
Thank God in.
Everything.
Now, I always like to give reference. It don't say thank God for everything.
No.
But you thank God in everything.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the circumstances may be, that is irrelevant to what you're supposed to be doing. You got to tell him thank you. No matter what the circumstances may be, he say, you should never stop you from saying thank you.
Amen.
Well, y'all sort of dipped on that one. No matter what the circumstances is, you got to thank God in everything.
Amen.
Be thankful. Not only be thankful, learn how to give thanks. Something happened, we start complaining. Start talking about how bad it is, how rough it is. They did this to me. You don't know what they did. They did this to me. They did this to me. They did this to me. And what I got to do with you saying thank you? He said you ought to give me thanks. Isn't it amazing we focus more on complaining than we do on Thanksgiving?
Amen.
Come on, class. We focus more on the negative than the positive. When we've been given divine orders from God through the Holy Spirit that we got to give him things and not a month. Now, you know, well, if you give God things, he can fix it for you. Huh? I say he can fix it for you if you give him thanks.
Amen.
Remember that song, Jesus can fix it? For me?
Hallelujah.
We forgot he's a fixer upper. Huh? Can he work it out?
Yes,
he
can. Can he build a fence around you?
Yes.
Y'all with me, class?
Yes.
He knows just what to do whenever you pray. Let God have his way. Jesus can fix that for you.
Yes.
That's a song we used to sing.
Right.
They don't know nothing about him no more. They sing all my other songs, you know. That's why the church don't know he can fix it no more. They don't sing about it. But I'm not going to mess with your songs tonight. I'm talking about thank you. Now, notice. Now, pay attention to how we do things and how we get flustered and get frustrated, and when we sense failure, how we start operating.
Right, right.
Our soul get full of the wrong stuff. Instead of being filled of the right stuff, this stuff like this here. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstance may be. But you don't know how long it's been. You don't know what happened. You don't know what it did. God didn't say nothing about you don't know how long and what they did. That ain't what he said. He said in everything. No matter what the circumstances may be, you still got to be thankful. Why we like repeating bad? That's a soul. Try to program yourself not to repeat bad. Repeating bad don't change bad. Lord, thank you that you're delivering them. Thank you that you're setting them free. Thank you that you're helping them, Lord. Thank you that you're giving them a new mind. Oh, I'm talking better than y'all said amen here. It's because we're so used to downplaying people. But the Bible says blessings and curses should flow out the same mouth. On the similitude of God's creation. So we have to function from the supernatural as supernatural citizens of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God for you. He says, so whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, it's the will. So go ahead and tell me thank you for it. You might not understand what's going on, but in the end, you'll see the result of it. Because I can fix this for you if you just give me a thank you, a hallelujah, a glory to God. The Bible says, for we rise not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You shut principalities down by telling God thank you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, and to pull down the strongholds. So I can tell him, thank you.
That's right, Apostle.
A lot of this stuff are coming against you. It's influenced by satanic activity, and you got to stop thinking you're dealing with people. We got to grow beyond people.
Amen.
Y'all won't let me talk to you tonight. You got to grow beyond people because people will stop you from growing.
Right.
See, people are going to be people till Jesus come back. Y'all with me, class? And so we just have to learn how to, especially when we're dealing with demonic people that's not in the kingdom of God, we're dealing with darkness, you got to know how to fight in the spirit.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? They come one way, you don't come out the same way they're coming, because you just lower yourself down to darkness. Don't succumb to a demon.
Amen.
Make the demon succumb to you. Because the soul is tricky, boy. You have to watch it.
That's right.
Next thing, I ain't got time to be messing with no flesh. I'm a spirit person.
That's right.
I'm going in the spirit and deal with this.
That's right.
I'm going to the courtroom of heaven and find out, get me a verdict and come back and whoop his tail.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Now, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer, the mediator, of that will. So not he's the revealer and he's the mediator. So whatever you're going on, he says, I got this.
Yes.
If I need to reveal something to you, I'll reveal it to you. If I need to mediate for you, I'll mediate for you. But just know I got this. If you give me what I need, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm just waiting on you to tell me thank you. I need you to know that I'm well able to do what you're asking me to do. That there's nothing you going through or dealing with that's too big for me to handle. That making sense?
Yes.
Hebrews 13:15. Then I give you some other things that we'll finish. I preach already. I tell you, preach pretty good tonight. For not having no notes. But I have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He keep notes.
That's right.
I just sense where he want to go and I just follow him. And he teach us what he want us to know. But I believe he giving us a secret on our prayer life.
Amen.
How you pray so many prayers, watch this, and you get not so many answers.
Amen.
Y'all don't pray enough prayers to fill this room up.
Amen.
Huh? Y'all won't talk to me in our class. Come on. Yeah, come on now. Huh? Then It's not that God don't want you to have it. Have you finished it? See, God's a stickler for his word. And if he tell you to do something and you don't do it, he cannot help you because you're missing an ingredient. He's bound by his word. See, he can't override his word because you forgot. Then when are you ever going to learn to do it? That's why praise and worship going on. Y'all will be thanking God in all kinds of ways. Y'all think praise and worship just so we fill in time. No, baby, that's your time to get it on with God. More gifts can be poured out doing praise and worship than any other time during the service. We just understand the power of praise. Amen. Don't you look, when you do something for somebody, you look for a thank you?
Right.
Now, you look for a thank you, something wrong with you.
Right.
Especially the husband and wife.
Right.
Not going to tell me.
Come on.
You're not going to.
Come on.
They ain't going to get no thank you.
Right.
Then next time, do it for yourself then. And that will come, that be the next word sometime. You can't say thank you. The next time, wash your own clothes. Cook your own food. Sweep your own floor. Iron your own clothes. Take out your own trash. Sometimes we get so familiar with people, we forget to appreciate them. It's sad when we come too common with each other that we can't appreciate one another.
Amen.
Now we devalue in covenant.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The enemy get all up in that.
Yeah.
Mess that up real bad.
Yeah.
See. Family is important with God. I say family is important with God. He's a family God. God is a family man. Oh, yeah. I said God is a family man.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hebrew. I told you Hebrew, right? Hebrew chapter 13, verse 15. This will be our last one. It's 8:15 already. Don't even seem like it did. Like I just got up here, but I know I've been up here. But see, now watch this. through him, Christ, therefore let us constantly, oh my, constantly and at all times. And see me, God loves this. He cherished this. He delights in this. This stir him up to do stuff. God inhabit the praises of his people. He delights in them. He take bath in our praises. He loved the praises of the saints going up to his ears.
Thank you.
Ain't it wonderful when your children praise you and tell you how good of parents you are, how loving, how caring you've been? Don't that do something to you on the inside? It's an achievement that you've honored that type of praise. God wants that achievement, that he's honored that type of praise from you. The more God do for you, you ought to be a thanking bank. The little minutest thing he do. Thank you, Lord. I was at Publix the other day getting some turkeys. We had to do some holiday dinners. And so I had to buy some turkeys. Well, I really didn't read the sign. You're going to buy two for 59 cents. A pound. So, you know, you just show me the sign. I'm going to just start picking up. I'm seeing the big print. I ain't looking down at that small stuff. So I just, you know, I'm grabbing the turkeys and putting them in the bucket. And so I'm just going there. Everybody looking at all my turkeys. I'm just smiling. All these turkeys. I got some greens in there, some okra in there. I'm just cheesing. And the lady said, now, you know, you only get two for 59 cents a pound. The other one's $1.19 a pound. I said to her, I said, ma'am, I really didn't read the sign, but it's okay, because money is no problem.
Amen.
Watch that. Watch that. I ain't get stink with her. I ain't get nothing. I say, money is no problem. I really didn't read the sign. So just charge me for two, and I'll pay the rest. She said, get them all for 59 cents. Thank you. Thank you, God. Now, see, y'all, see, that was favor. Y'all missed it. That was favor. See, y'all walk out there like, ha-ha. No, baby, that was God. And I realized, I said, Lord, thank you for favor. When I got in the car, it hit me. I said, oh, yeah, I got that, Lord. Thank you for. See how we miss stuff like that. That's why I say you don't have to go looking for a sale. A seller come looking for you. Thank you. That favor is on me all the time. I'm trying to get y'all to say something. Thank you. That favor is on me all the time. You know, the more you think, the more the favor works for you. Go to Psalms. I'm going to come back over here. Go to Psalms chapter. Let me look at it. This just came up. I'm God's favorite, and I've been favored by him. Y'all better say that. I'm God's favorite, and I've been favored by him. Oh, that's a powerful word. Do you not know being God's favorite? And then, like Mary? You say, Mary, you'll be blessed everywhere you go. You have favor everywhere you go. Well, I guess so, being the mother of Jesus. Come on in, Mary. You can't tell the Catholic Church they ain't got favor because of Mary. Bet you that. Well, Hail Mary, Mother Grace. Something like that. Mother of God, something like that. But she got high respect of mama. I bet she walked in any restaurant and they knew she was Jesus' mother. You ain't paying for nothing here. Amen. Just put the favor of your son on us. Yeah,
that's right.
Somebody a good name.
Yeah.
The Bible says a good name is better than rubies and riches.
Yeah.
Y'all won't let me talk to you. Don't ever lose your name.
That's right.
When you lose your name, you lose your dream. Because your dream is connected to your name. Gates, Oprah, Edison, Kennedy. Yeah, come on. Rockefeller. Ford, right? What? Ford? Yeah. Don't let the devil tear down your name because he's killing your dream. I think it's over in either Proverbs or some. Proverbs 21, a good name. You got to defend your name. You lose your name, you ain't got nothing. Because your name backs your character. And your character backs your name. Remember when they used to go down to in the country store, go down there and tell the, that Mr. Jeffries said, I'll pay him on Friday.
That's right. Yeah.
Didn't have no money, but the name was like money.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are with me here. But the name was like money.
That's right.
Is you stealing money out of your name? Because your character come back it up. Where I was in? Oh, there it is. Right there. A good name is rather to be chosen than a great riches, love and favor rather than silver and gold. That name is powerful.
That's right, that's right.
Amen. Some restaurants we go in now because I tell Jenny, I always use doctor.
Right.
Remember that name, Dr. Andrew Lord. Mm-hmm. And then they know us too.
That's right. Amen.
They talk about the chocolate cake we like. And then they said, the next time y'all come, if you call the chef, he'll make you one.
Amen.
Huh? They said they'll make us one personally. Now, man, it cost me $100, but that's okay. They're willing to make it for me.
Amen.
Baby, protect your name. What name do we get saved by? Jesus. That's a good name.
That's right.
No other name, huh? That name is powerful in it. When you say that name, it demands respect. And people stand at attention. What happened when they say your name?
Go ahead.
Oh, we ain't gonna mess with that tonight, but anyway. All right, where we were going? We was going somewhere. Where we going? Psalms 5, yeah. The Lord done got us over here. Yeah, baby. The name is, the Lord was talking to me about that other day, and I just thought I brought it up because he brought it in my spirit. He say, son, sometimes your name is all you got.
That's right.
Now, you think about, they say kingdom communication.
Amen.
It's ringing throughout Orlando because of who he is. Now they singing to everybody else.
Right.
And then they evaluate. See, and they tell you, you can't go wrong with this man.
Right. Right.
He done built a reputation. A business reputation will millionaires are contacted him.
That's right.
Either your name billing you or killing you. That's what they're doing.
Amen.
Better listen to the Holy Ghost tonight, ain't you? Where I was going? Psalms. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's good preaching tonight, isn't it? Chapter 5, verse 11. Chapter 5, 11. I feel sorry for the ones that didn't come on turkey night. We get some answers. Now, y'all can get more prizes answered by the end of the year than the ones that been coming here all year. Y'all got inside information. Now you walk out at night and don't do that, you don't want no prayers answered. This inside information. This sermon was constructed by the Holy Spirit. This a heaven to earth revelation. The power of Thanksgiving. Now notice it, but let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing and shout for joy because you make a covering over them and defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful to you and be in
high spirits.
Amen.
What kind of spirit?
High.
You got to be in a low spirit.
No.
You got to be in a low place.
Amen.
You offer your thank you if you are. Number 12 is what I want to take you to. I want you to say, for you, Lord, will bless those, bless the uncompromising. That's why your name got to be so good. Amen. Righteous.
Right.
Him who is upright and in right standing with you. Let's go back to that name, right? Amen. Your name, right? He says, as with a shield, you will surround him.
Hallelujah.
With goodwill, pleasure, and favor.
Amen.
I'm God's favor, and he favored me all the time. I'm shielded with favor. Goodwill has always happened to me. Thank God. See, that's what he wants you to say. Yeah, come on, class. So you got to know these things. I'm shielded by favor. My favor protect me. Y'all with the class? Y'all got this? So, see, that's what I'm believing for this assignment, that we're shielded by favor. Anybody attack us, God going to get them. No, I don't have to fight this. I just got to work this. All the enemies that came against Moses, them going to the promised land, God dealt with them. All Moses had to do is keep taking them to the promised land. I'm taking you to the promised land, and God going to deal with anything else that try to stop us. I just heard this. Somebody just need to holler, the giants are falling. Thank God. That means the giants in your life, things up against you, things trying to stop you, it's falling tonight by the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. Giants are falling tonight. Everything been standing in your way, against your way, they're coming tonight by the precious Holy Ghost. That's what I heard in the spirit. The giants are falling. They're not bigger than God. He's the biggest giant in the world.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, he about to put his foot on him. Now have a seat. Let's go back over to Hebrew. That's what I heard in the spirit. The giants are falling. That's a word from the Holy Ghost. The giants are falling. Well, see, people realize when they touch you, they're touching God. You're God's property. Back over to Hebrew. So we got to know these things and have courage and be bold and courageous.
Amen.
That because I'm God's child, I'm God's favorite, anybody try to stop me, God's going to handle them. Can I get an amen right there?
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen right there?
Amen.
You just trust in God and tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Keep doing what he tells you to do and just tell him thank you.
Thank you.
I gotta take you. The giants are falling. Who the Lord talking to tonight, boy? Ooh. Then I heard Romans. Can I follow the Holy Ghost? Romans chapter 12, verse number 17. Help us, Lord. We pay no one evil for evil. But take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. That's your name. Look like he just still reiterating the name aspect, right? Your name is important. Say that. My name is important. Now, verse 18. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace. But you just do the best you can. Sometimes you just have to walk away. Y'all won't let me talk to you. You ain't supposed to be there to fight. Sometimes you just got to walk away. There's a reason you got to walk away. I said there's a reason you got to walk away. Don't try to be the big person. Sometimes the big person is the one walking away. Because when you walk away, it gives God an opportunity to step in when you walk away. Look at verse 19. I'm going to prove it to you. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, I will requite, says the Lord. God said, you learn how to walk away. I'll take care of you. Don't you fight them. I got this. You just tell me thank you. Thank you that you're my deliverer. Thank you that you're my healer. Thank you that you're my provider. Thank you that you're my way out of this situation. You let God handle his business and you keep a cool mind. Let God show you how bad he is by dealing with the bad that's coming against you. They said this about me. Who cares? You just do what the Lord tell you to do. That's powerful, isn't it? That just came up right there. What? Isn't that good news? Is that good news, class? What? What? Well, let's try to go to Hebrew now. We try to go to the last 15, 20 minutes. You get some answers from the Holy Ghost? We on the winning side. We always win. We never lose. Touch not my anointing. And do my prophet no harm. So you God's anointed. They touch you, they touching God. God got to defend the one that's touching him. Hebrew. Ooh. Turkey gonna taste good in the morning. After a word like this, turkey gonna taste good in the morning. So I went to church last night. I found out all the giants are falling around my life. I can eat in peace. I can have rest on a holiday. Better hear the Holy Ghost. I'm talking on behalf of the Holy Spirit. Now, he can only defend you if you're in righteousness. You're in righteousness, he can't help you. Hebrews 13, 15. That's what we was working at. Through him, therefore let us continually, constantly, at all times offer to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of your lips. That thankful...